Spending caps tighten on federal agencies and dollars get harder to find, some out-of-the-box business opportunities may make a big difference to your bottom line. Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He writes the Week Ahead newsletter, and he is thinking and writing about three of those out-of-the-box business opportunities. Some companies are telling me, I heard this a lot at ELC, Larry, that companies are looking to whatever they can do. And I don't mean that to sound desperate, although to some folks it might, but people thinking about ways to make money to feed that bottom line that they never have before, that they might not have done 5 years ago. Are you seeing a lot of that as well?
Starting to see that, Francis, certainly. You know, look, particularly in the IT sector where we've had a string of years in the federal market with relatively flat to shrinking budgets, people are still looking to expand their businesses. They have to in order to, you know, maintain their own shareholder needs. So they're looking for new buckets to go after, new ponds to fish in, if you will, for that metaphor. And if you're not doing that as an IT company, then you're probably a little bit behind the curve right now.
All right. So one of the things that you're writing about in these three outside-the-box business opportunities in your Week Ahead newsletter is expanding overseas business. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it could mean things to different people, but one of the things to get people thinking about, Francis, is look, last summer all the NATO allies got together. These are countries that are allies of the United States, and at those countries' national levels, there is a drive to increase their national security spending in their own countries. The U.S. spends more as a percentage of GDP for national security than most other NATO member countries. The U.S. sent the message that says, look, you guys have to pick up some of the slack here. And as such, there may be some opportunities with some of these allied nations, whether it's Great Britain or another one of the NATO allies, good opportunities overseas that are still federal in nature. It's just a different federal.
You also write about cyber, and you write about it as a way, you say cyber mention is an area that defies traditional business cycles. This discussion happening at the Tech America Vision Conference last week. You write, federal agencies today largely make cybersecurity purchases in response to specific threats, real or perceived, and not merely on capabilities. What does that mean for a vendor who wants to sell into the cyberspace? And what does it mean maybe for a vendor who is thinking about getting into the cyberspace in the first place when there are already a lot of players in that space?
Well, the first one is that there are two things to be thinking about if you're an established government contractor in terms of cyber. First of all is to be nimble. If you know that the majority of cybersecurity purchases are made based on threats, then you know that you have to have the ability to move very quickly when an opportunity presents itself. Secondly, the upside of it is that because this is a threat-based purchasing environment, Francis, it doesn't really track, cyber purchases don't really track to traditional federal buying patterns. So you can have good cyber buying activity, say, in the first quarter of the fiscal year that we're in now, or even the third quarter that could be a little slow. So it doesn't all have to be business that's being done in August and September. There are good cyber opportunities to have throughout the year. If you're a newer company, one of the things I'd recommend is, look, you're right. There are a number of established cyber companies that are doing business in this market. But the definition of what constitutes cyber spending is expanding. We saw this happen with the Navy this week. It's not just strict IT dollars that are being discussed now. So if you're a newer market entry, you don't want to go into the same IT market that everybody else is in. You want to be looking at some of these adjacent markets that are cyber in nature but may not be classically defined as IT.
The last item that you write about as an outside-the-box business opportunity is innovation. Now, with all due respect, Larry, I mean, Innovation is probably the most hackneyed buzzword in the federal contracting space right now. How do you even determine what a potential government customer thinks innovation is, or is that the wrong way to go about thinking about it?
Well, I think the key here, Francis, and you're absolutely right, innovation is a very overused term, and a lot of the discussion that you hear DOD leaders talking about is we want innovation, but, oh, by the way, we're not going to pay for it. So, you know, you have to take some of that with a grain of salt. But there are opportunities in innovation if you're looking in the right places. One is GSA's 18F incubator, a program that's really starting to get off the ground. You know, I probably was counted as an 18F skeptic when it was rolled out, but it certainly seems to be getting some traction. Another is the Department of Homeland Security's Transition to Practice program that could be of interest. There's a similar program, the Buyers Club, at the Department of Health and Human Services that has been getting high scores for actually walking the talk of innovation. So there are opportunities out there for using either cutting-edge technologies or at least cutting-edge acquisition methods that contractors can avail themselves of if they know where they are.
Another item in your Week Ahead newsletter, Larry Allen of Allen Federal Business Partners, is titled, Bad Things Can Happen to You If You're Not Paying Attention. Now, first of all, you sound like my dad.
Nah.
So that's one thing, which is not bad necessarily. It's just I happened to think that as I was reading the newsletter, which I do every Monday. But secondly, in the scope of the federal contracting space, what are you referring to?
Well, Francis, I know that I bang this drum a lot, but it seems that you really can't beat it enough because there's always a company out there that thinks that they're not going to get caught by maybe being a little bit loose with their interpretation of federal contracting rules.
It can't possibly happen to me.
That's right.
Right?
That's the thinking is, you know, they're not looking for me. And
always the other guy.
Right. The answer is, oh, yes, they are. So my point with the newsletter is, look, not only are there the established things that you know or should know are already issues as a government contractor, things like not being able to take your customer to the Palm for dinner, there are new things that are coming out, limits on subcontracting and how that might flip over where the government could just say goodbye to you and make your sub a prime contractor, rules on federal minimum wage for government contract employees. So it's both new things and existing things that contractors have to pay attention to, and they're presumed to know as a contractor that these are requirements. But, you know, I was talked to companies this week. They don't have annual training. They get busy pursuing their quarterly business, which, of course, is what keeps them in business, and that's a good thing. But every now and then you have to stop and take the training and do the ethics and do the compliance because whatever you lose in terms of momentum for a day will more than cover the cost of anything that can happen to your company if you get audited or you get a whistleblower complaint, and not just against your company, but one of the points I make in the newsletter, Francis, is it can happen to you as a person. The president of Intelligent Decisions is now no longer the president of Intelligent Decisions, perhaps because he didn't make an intelligent decision. And didn't pay attention to compliance rules.
You stole my joke, Larry.
Ah, sorry.
Oh, man. First you lecture me like my father, and then you steal my material.